Hi, welcome back. Hour number two tonight on this Monday. Mitchell Henderson is standing by. Hopefully he's sitting down enjoying himself. Where are you? No specificity now, but where are you, Mitch, in general?
I'm in upper state Maine right now.
Very good. It's not down there in the sweltering heat of the southwest anyway. Or is it sweltering and hot there?
You know, it's kind of warm and, humid here. But it's okay. It's at nighttime, it cools off nicely, so.
Well, you could be in Japan at the Fukushima baseball games, I guess, huh? Things could be worse.
Yeah, they don't need any ballpark lights for that, right?
Very good.
Glowing anyway.
Very good. Yeah. It's crazy. Yoichi Shimatsu will be back with us this Friday, and we're going to do a kind of a lengthy look at the travesty of these games, so-called games. They've been politicized, weaponized, and just garbage compared to what they used to be.
Let me tell you, in driving from New Mexico to Maine, it's like if you're in your own little area, there's very much that you do not see. But as I drove across the country, it was obvious just the physical decay of this country, the moral, the social, the cultural decay. It's just you can just see it. It just smacks you in the face as you go. If you get out of your area, it becomes more apparent. You know. So,
I talked to another store manager today. I talked to a grocery checkout gal the other day, and she said, I asked her, I said, how have the customers been acting lately? Have you noticed any change in the last 2-3 months? She said, you didn't hear this, so I'll just repeat it to Mitch. She said, I'm ready to start punching them in the face right now. She said,
really?
They are mean, they are rude, they're arrogant, they're nasty. And I talked today to a manager of not a grocery store, but another large store, kind of like a Long's. And I said, what about the customers here? What do you see? They are so rude, she said, demanding. Same thing. And this is not a bottom of the barrel area. This is I'd say, nice, what's left of quasi middle class America. And it's the shots. They're changing people. These experimental injections are changing people's disposition, their demeanor. And it's not just buyer's remorse or anything like that. They are changed. No doubt.
So tonight I wanted to start out by an article written by a guy from Bloomberg News. Okay, this is Michael Bloomberg. He's one of the globalist elites.
Right.
This is the title. The title is "Trump Could Be Biden's Best Vaccine Messenger." Okay, and the purpose is to fight vaccine hesitancy. He goes on and says, counties that voted for Trump have the lowest vaccination rates of like 35%. The federal government and public health officials can do little about that. The goal should be to create a pro-vaccine conversation within the conservative community. So we need to keep in mind that conversation word that's in there, because it has a new meaning now. It's not what it used to mean before. So it's like I read in Scientific American, they had an article in there saying, well, what we need to do is get doctors to have gun safety conversations. Well, all the medical records, Oracle handles, matching them all up, giving the CIA access. This would have doctors basically collecting information about who has firearms. That's the real thing. So anytime they say, well, having a conversation, they're trying to just lull people into thinking, oh, well, it's harmless. Okay. So, but that's not what it is. Okay. So they want this pro-vaccine conversation within the conservative community. No one in the Biden administration or in the left can convince conservatives to take the vaccine. So I think you can see clearly here the problem between the left and the right. And the left is they think that if the government tells you something, it must be true. They think that you should obey the government, you should comply with the government. Okay, whereas on the right, it's a different story. It's like absurd to think that everybody that's a conservative will take the vaccine if Trump tells them to. That's just not the case. You know, they have no idea of how many people voted for Trump just to not get this current administration in. Okay, they weren't necessarily in favor of Trump; they were just against what we have now.
Oh yeah, okay? Lesser of two evils. Yeah, we got it.
Right.
We got
so they're making big assumptions here. Just because they blindly parrot and follow their leader doesn't mean that people with critical thinking skills do the same thing, okay? So this kind of was a segue. I've talked to many people over the past week and stuff, it's like last time I talked about how previously we were talking about strategic intelligence, military intelligence, to track when a war might come, and then I thought, well, we should look at what the global elite, what are they doing, okay? But then people started telling me, well, you know, really, the metric to look for is the amount of people vaccinated. Okay, so like World War III was supposed to happen soon, but they expected most people to be genetically modified organisms by now. Okay, and they've hit like a brick wall. There's as many as 100 million Americans that have not been vaccinated.
I heard the number of adults vaccinated, Mitch, over the age of 18 and up. Somebody,
I'm not sure. They just gave a total number of like there's like around 70% that are.
Well, they said only vaccinated. About 48% have been vaccinated so far.
That's fully vaccinated, right? So up to 70% of it at least had one shot. They said.
Right. That's what they said.
So.
Yeah.
They need sheeple for the sake of the Great Reset, where no one will own anything, but everyone will be happy. That's the new motto, okay?
I'm already happy just thinking about it. Yeah.
I'm already happy just thinking about it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, right. So the Great Reset used the plandemic as plan A to destroy the world economy and to get everyone under control, okay? So plan B was, plan A petered out because the plandemic actually caused over 100 million Americans alone in just this country to distrust the government, the Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and medical providers. They're having extreme difficulty convincing this mass of people. Okay.
One third will not get shot up. One third. That's
right.
What I hear.
So fear failed. Even last week's news that the Delta variant, okay, this was the new scary boogeyman, the Delta variant, okay, was spreading among the unvaccinated. I mean, they had a thing running under CNN on the little news bar under there, just repeating that to everybody. Because we've already seen the shaming of unvaccinated people. They've tried everything. They've tried to bribe us. They've tried to shame us. I mean, they've used every trick in the bag to get us to voluntarily take the shot. Okay.
Yep.
But the Delta variant didn't make a dent in those who know better, who know that it's utter nonsense. when they hear it. Okay. So plan B was to see the backup plan to initiate world government. From the signing of the COVID relief bill, they had hoped to have almost everyone vaccinated within 180 days. And because the release of UFO information was timed to vaccinations, okay, it is it wades into the COVID bill. It's part of the COVID bill to release that information in 180 days. Why that's a part of a COVID bill, I have no idea.
It's a
but
little
the problem
odd.
Is
yeah.
that the UFO information was unimpressive. Okay, a vaccine skeptical public didn't buy into the UFO narrative either. Okay, in other words, it doesn't matter what narrative they came up with. People are not listening to the government. People are not obeying the government.
That's right.
Okay,
they made up their minds. They looked and listened to enough science, enough doctors, enough victims to know that there's something grotesquely, horrifically wrong with this illegal, it's not approved, it's not a legally proved vaccination, which is not a vaccination for anything. It's a carrier. I'd said that the first week they rolled it out. This is a carrier. It's not a vaccine. And we've got the patents now. We know what allegedly is in it, but they've written the patents in such a way that they have these little clauses in there. May contain blank, 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 but is not limited to those items.
Right.
Which
right.
is a wide open barn door. They can do anything they want with that alleged vaccine. Anything. And now people are beginning to talk about what we first talked about here on this program. Erica Kahn pointed out the many of the symptoms that the victims are being shown to have suffered look like radiation-related poisoning or damage. Now we find out that there are 9 or 10 radionuclides in the vaccines listed right in the patent. And that's those are the ones that they listed. So now some other doctors are beginning to talk, well, it kind of looks like it might be radioactive, radiation. Yes, and we put it out here first.
And that way yeah. they can detect you from outside your body. The former vice chairman of Pfizer went on record to say that, you know, he was wondering why are we giving little children these shots? Because he said if you give it to a pediatric patient, okay, only one out of 100. He said only like 1% of, the way he put it was like this. He said, for every child that gets sick from COVID, 50 will get sick from the vaccine.
There you go. Yeah, that was Michael Yeadon, former VP of Pfizer and scientific director.
Right.
Correct. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So, for every child that gets sick from COVID, 50 will get sick from the vaccine. It's like, it's insanity. But as Abraham Lincoln once said, he says, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but mm-hmm. not all of the people all of the time. Okay?
Right.
So, I think they're aiming for September because every month after September becomes a rapidly suboptimal to achieve their desired results. Okay, so after September, it's going to be harder for the Chinese to cross the Taiwan Straits. It's going to be harder for Russia to invade the Ukraine, so this world war is so super important to them because it is. It is the way that they are going to create the conditions for the Great Reset, okay? It is the way that they're going to impoverish everyone. They're going to cause widespread hunger, disease. You know, when you have a famine issue and people can't eat, it weakens their immune system. Then diseases that normally don't bother people, they start spreading like crazy. Okay.
Here's another one.
This is as old as history.
Yeah, this falls right into what you're saying. Elon Musk is going to unleash his Starlink satellite system, beginning apparently in September, and 5G will be raining down upon all of us 24/7. And the idea is to put 30 or 40,000 satellites up eventually to circle the globe with 5G being radiated down upon all forms of life. This is what they're going to do. And if 5G is, as we think it is, involved in creating disease, potentially, it'll give you internet service and super speed movie downloads. Yeah, but there's a lot more hidden in there. So this is going to begin, too. So we're going to literally, we have nowhere to go. We're going to have to do something to make our homes safer, put something on the roof, I don't know, to block it like a Faraday grid of mesh of some kind. We'll keep you posted on it, but that's coming. And no one seems to say anything about it. I guess they're too consumed with many other crises, and there are enough of them around there. But I think he's got 12,000 satellites now, something like that,
right.
Maybe 1,200. But anyway, it's going up to 30, 40,000, and they're going to be bombarding us with 5G. That's the plan.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that they're going to do that at the same time that they want to start World War III. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Especially well, it's just too much to be a coincidence. You know, I mean, everything sounds like a plan. You know, it sounds like it's a contrived and whatnot. So remember last time I read an article from a newspaper and it was contradictory. In other words, it said that global warming is causing the great heat wave now and the drought. And then he said, the same thing happened in the 16th century. Okay, so if it happened in the 16th century, there was no like petroleum or anything like that back then that anybody was using. They weren't even using coal yet in the 16th century. So where was the anthropogenic global warming that they're talking about? So I caught another thing today. I was looking in July's issue of Scientific American, and they really had this, it's a horror story, okay? But let me get to the contradiction phase. They said that the COVID vaccine is not very effective, and an article explains why. In order to work effectively, the spike proteins have to put their there's a little area that actually spike protein folds around it so that antibodies can't find it. And that's the part that sticks to the cells. Okay, so that's the part that the antibodies need to find, but it's sort of hidden in the spike protein. Okay, so that means that the virus is not very effective because it has to the antibodies have to see that that portion of the spike protein that sticks to your cells in order to form the antibodies. Okay, so what I found interesting about this, I had this big question. I've talked to many people now that are taking steroids at the same time that they're taking this vaccine. And well, the doctors know that you can't give a vaccine while you're taking these steroids because the steroids suppress your immune system. Okay. Well, apparently they must know that the vaccine doesn't do anything because they have no problem giving it while your immune system is totally suppressed. Okay, large doses of prednisone or other glucocorticosteroids that shut your immune system down. Like dexamethasone is a good example. It shuts your immune system down. And people take that, and they still give them a vaccination. Well, every doctor and every RN knows that you can't give a vaccination while you give one of these steroid shots. So now I understand why doctors do it, is because they know it doesn't do anything anyway. It's not a vaccine. It's just plain not a vaccine. So these researchers in Scientific American, they came up with a new thing where they can get a nanoparticle and they can tether these little pieces of this spike protein to the nanoparticle. And what it does is it exposes the part that the antibodies will attack, okay? So the nightmare of this thing is, let me put it the way they put it. They say they now have artificial intelligence that designs proteins that can transform our world. With the tools developed for COVID vaccine, we can use proteins to build nanobots that can attack and destroy selected cells, can send signals throughout the body, can dismantle the toxic substances within you, or they can make them. If they can dismantle them, they can make them also. Okay.
Very good. All right. Hold on, Mitch. We're going to take a little pause here. Come right back with more Mitchell Henderson every Monday. And we take a look at international, military, geopolitical things and other issues as well. We are here's one that I'm watching. It's a story that says quite simply, move over COVID, a drug-resistant superbug fungus is now being reported in Texas and Washington, D.C. Remember what I said, everyone? And I'm sure many of you were saying it. What's going on in India now? If they let that loose here, the fear will go through the roof. The photos of the black fungus in India, if this is the same thing, are just horrific. Be right back. Okay, and welcome back. It was another story about Candida auris, A-U-R-I-S, which is, it's been around for a while, and it has been in the news, but this is the first upgraded story I've seen. It's an early alarmist kind of a story. We'll watch it for you. It's not the same as what's going on in India. It is a fungus. Candida. Okay. Oh, here's another sickening one. And this is just, we're actually, Mitch, just as a people, are sitting back and watching our own extermination. Here's a teenager diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, just weeks after his first COVID kill shot. He's finished. Yeah, that's a deadly, deadly sentence. So there's another one, dead. And you'll see this fall and winter, there will be many, many reports of fatal diseases, kidney failure, liver disease, cancers. Wait and see. Heart, Guillain-Barré, they're going to have a lot of things to give them plausible deniability. This virus and its vaccine cure could never have caused all this. Well, yes, it did. Anyway, go ahead, Mitch.
Well, one last thing on that Scientific American article is I want to quote just a sentence out of there. And you can see the arrogance and the smug condescension that these researchers have, okay? This is the sentence. They quote, "We can create biology with a purpose," close quote.
There you go.
Okay, as if, the trees, the birds, the whatever out there, the human beings, we have no purpose. We need to all be, they're
repurposed.
They're intimating that, We all need to be redesigned, okay?
That's what they're
saying. Repurposed to do something else, okay? They want to remake not just the impossibility of controlling climate change. They want to control the very DNA of all life forms on Earth and purpose it to their purpose. Okay.
Right.
I mean, this is so arrogant. What they intend to do? It's like you shouldn't play with Mother Nature. I mean, you're going to cause a nightmare beyond comprehension with this. The nightmare comes from just the fact that, you know, it's like I remember when I was a kid, they used to say in school, man struggle against nature. Well, then they quit saying that because, oh, nature is the thing that is the most important. And now we're going back to we're going to control nature. Okay. Well, why, you know, there was a faulty assumption to begin with that we were struggling against nature because we need nature to live. It provides us everything we need to live. Okay. So then they came into the environmentalist stage where they were going to, oh, we have to preserve this nature as it is. And now they've moved to the next step of, oh, well, no, actually, we need to control every aspect of nature and make it do what we want it to do.
Kind of godlike, isn't it?
With a purpose.
That's
it's terrifying.
They're playing God.
Oh, yes, yes. That's exactly what they're doing. It is the ultimate in arrogance. Okay, so you know, Jeff, this brought up a question that I just had. I said, well, why in England and France are people out in the street marching and rioting and stuff because of all these COVID restrictions and the very, you know, forcing them to have vaccines and vaccine passports in order to go to work or go into the grocery store or do anything. And England and France do not have, the people do not have the right to do that. They don't have the right to
they don't have a constitution like we have. That's right.
Right. So America is what makes America exceptional, and that's a very loaded word because that's racist to say exceptional. But what makes us exceptional is that we have a Bill of Rights where these are not government given rights, because if the government gives them, the government can take them away. These are God or nature given rights. Okay. And they're inalienable. They can't be taken away from us. So we have these on paper. And it reminds me of, I live in a part of the country where there's lots of Native Americans, and they always tell me that they don't have a written language, just a spoken language, because they say if you write the language down, then you'll forget. If you write things down, you'll forget them. So they like oral traditions so they can pass them on and people can remember them and they'll be at the forefront of people's consciousness. Whereas if you just write it down and you put it in a book and you put the book away, then everybody forgets about it, okay? And then we have data overload like now. So I think what's going on in the United States is sort of like that. Because we have a written constitution, because we have a written Bill of Rights, and it's written for everybody to see and everybody to understand, because we have it, what we do is we don't exercise it precisely because, well, it's written down, and it's like we have it. It's like we feel like we have it because it's on paper. But if those rights are not exercised, then it doesn't matter if they're written down or not. You know, so I saw this, Jeff, when I was a police officer. I arrested thousands of people over the years that I worked on the department, and I always read everybody the Miranda rights. And in my entire time, through thousands of people, I only had one group of three guys who actually would not talk, who actually stuck by their right to, you know, not speak. And
that's self-incriminating. That's only one. Only one. Wow, that's shocking.
Only one, and they did not get convicted of any crime because they kept their mouth shut. okay? They understood the prisoner's dilemma, you know? It's like, well, you know, what we do is we play this game where we offer this guy, say, oh, the other guy's already talking, but if you want to be the witness against him, you know, we can work a deal. Like, you we'll give you 1 year in jail and he'll get, like, life, okay? And then we tell the other guy the same thing. So the prisoner's dilemma is, well, is the other guy talking or not? Because if he talks and I don't, then I go to jail for a long time and he gets off, okay? And vice versa. Well, what these guys understood, these are three men, okay? What they understood the implications of the prisoner's dilemma, and all of them stuck to their guns and did not speak. Okay, so they all ended up having their cases dismissed. Another thing I ran across is you have a right to the privacy of your house and your car and your own person. Okay, within some limits, your own person. They right. used to have stop and frisk laws, but they were strictly constructed. Okay, you couldn't just walk up to anybody and search them. You had to be able to articulate a probable cause to search them, or at least a reasonable suspicion, okay? Well, whenever I pulled cars over, if I asked somebody if I could search their car, I never had anybody turn me down. Never. They always said, yeah, sure, go ahead. Okay. Whenever I would ask somebody, you know, because police will do this because, you know, it's like the old thing, it never hurts to ask. Okay. So I'd ask somebody, well, can I search your house? I'm looking for this guy, whatever, you know. I never got turned down. It's like, what good is this Bill of Rights if absolutely nobody will assert these rights?
Wow.
You know, we should
be
out there like the English and the French raising hell about what's going on in this country.
Yep.
And we're just not, you know. It's sort of a shame. It's like we have the rights and we won't exercise them. Other people do not have the right. Like in Cuba, they don't have the right to be out there rioting at all or protesting. They absolutely do not have that right. But they're going out there and they're doing it. Okay. So what's wrong with Americans? Why won't we do something that's actually legal for us to do, but that other people in other countries that it's illegal for them to do it, they do it anyway. But we won't even do it if it's legal and it's okay to do it.
Very pivotal question.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know why people...
Something's happened to
not...
us. That's my answer. Something has happened to us. Something has been done to us. Several somethings have been done to us.
Yes,
we don't have it anymore.
I think so because I don't want to give the impression that everybody's just gullible, because let's go back to that 30% that won't get vaccinated. Okay, that may be a very passive resistance, but it's a very real resistance. And when I talk to these people, when I go out and I talk to these people and stuff, the response I get is typically that like Biden wants these teams to go knock door to door and give people vaccinations. Well, I would hate to be those people, because what these people are telling me is that they would rather die than take that shot. So if they're willing to give their life to not take that shot, they're willing to take lives to not take that shot. Okay, so I would hate to be on that health team that goes knocking door to door. They're gonna have a very rough time. Okay, another thing is there's a lot of parents. I've traveled to areas where where people have like, 10, 14 kids, like back in the old days and stuff. Well, they're super protective of their kids. I mean, they don't want their kids to get this shot, you know. They absolutely refuse to do it. And not only that, but there's another, it's a form of passive resistance, but it's like these are families that typically their sons and daughters went off to serve the country in the military or serve them in law enforcement or in the fire department or something. But they're saying they're discouraging their kids from going into the military because, well, they'll be forced to take the vaccine. The police department, same thing, and the fire department, same thing. They don't want their kids to take a job that they can't just walk away from, okay, for one reason or another. They want them to be free to walk away if the requirements are detrimental to their very life, okay? So, this vaccine is like, it's not just taking people's lives, it's taking your very soul from you, okay? It's taking everything from you. It's changing you from a human being into a genetically modified organism, which, as I think we talked about before, what was it? It was a 2013 case or a 2003 case in the Supreme Court where they said, well, you cannot patent human DNA, but if you alter the human DNA, the company that altered the DNA, they in fact can own the person's DNA. Well, if they own your DNA, they own you. So we're talking about massive slavery. Okay, it's almost like we could use you are a slave, but we can also use the zombie analogy because these people no longer. It's like once you take this vaccine, you no longer exercise your will anymore. It's not your will. Okay, you are chemically altered, and you're no longer yourself. Okay, you don't even belong to yourself anymore. So this is a drastic, draconian measure that they're taking, and people should and do ask the question of, well, why does everybody have to be vaccinated? Why everybody? And why especially little children? Why babies? Why are they vaccinating them? They don't even get sick from this disease. So why are they getting a vaccination? Or like I asked my doctor, I said, well, I have gotten vaccinations throughout my life. Trust me, if you spend 28 years in the military, you're going to get lots of vaccinations because you travel a lot. And in my case, I also worked with biological agents, so I had to take vaccines to protect me from those agents that I was working with. But here's the thing. In every case, I took the vaccine to prevent getting the disease. I have never in my life taken a vaccine after I got the disease, okay? So vaccines are to protect you from diseases. You don't take a vaccine after you've already had the disease because your natural immunity is like 100 times stronger than a vaccination immunity is.
Well, this is so, all turning medical science upside down. It's complete madness, the whole thing.
Right. It's like this vaccine is not a vaccine. But like I said about the immune system, the immune suppressing drugs and taking a vaccine at the same time. Well, you never give a vaccine when you're immunosuppressed. You never take a vaccine once you've had the disease. So those two things right there are sort of like obvious evidence that this vaccine is in fact not a vaccine at all. It's got nothing to do with being a vaccine.
It's a carrier.
Also, it's
a carrier. It's full of stuff. And if you look at the patent, just look at the patent, dear friends. Look on the right side in the archive. You'll find it. The patents are right there. You can look at the ingredients. Then you can see how it's worded, including, may include, but not limited to. May include, but not limited to. The door is open. They can put anything they want in these batches, send them out, and watch how long it takes for somebody to drop over dead or whatever else. They could be doing anything, Mitch, with these. Anything. We don't know.
I think the purpose has to be nefarious. The purpose has to be nefarious because, you know, why the pressure? Why are they so anxious about getting it done? You know, why is it so important that this is a priority above all other priorities is to give this vaccine? Okay, I mean, listen, like we talked about last time, they even killed three presidents of countries because they didn't want their people to get the vaccine. Haiti, Burundi, and Tanzania. More to follow, probably. Bolsonaro is a good example of somebody who may end up being Arkansas-ed or something. Who knows? It's like, it's like we're being sold a bill of goods and stuff. We don't even know what we're buying. You know, we're having this injected into our body, and we don't even really know what it is and what it does. We know what it doesn't do. We know that it is not a vaccine to prevent you from catching COVID, because people take this vaccine and they catch COVID anyway. So what's the deal? The European Union just reported the other day that so far 17,500 people have died from the vaccine. Okay, and they've estimated in the United States now, I saw an updated estimate where they think in reality something like 500,000 Americans have died from this vaccine. Okay, so if half a million Americans have died from this vaccine, that's approximately the same amount of people that they claim were killed by the disease. And I say claim because when they came out and they talked about the PCR test, as a matter of fact, they decided after January 1st, the PCR test can't be used anymore to tell whether somebody has COVID or not. And it's just because, well, you know, they have some arbitrary thing like, well, if it's like 35 amplifications, you can detect the disease, then you've got it. Well, you know, that's sort of a high standard. It's like if they test you for measles, it's this one time. It doesn't even need amplified, okay? And measles is a virus, okay? So what is this thing for? By amplifying it, if you had common cold comes in three flavors. It's either a coronavirus, adenovirus, or a rhinovirus. Okay, so and you get colds all the time. So if you've had a coronavirus at any time in your life, you have some little strands of coronavirus somewhere in your body. Now, if you amplify that enough, then it's enough to detect it, okay? And then you can say, oh, well, yeah, they have coronavirus. Well, no, they do not. They did a study of 10 million people, okay? And these were asymptomatic carriers. These were positive PCR tests. 10 million people were tested positive but were asymptomatic. Now, the purpose of the lockdown was, well, all the asymptomatic people that were running around out there that could spread the disease. Well, what they did is they contact traced everybody these 10 million people come in contact with. This is a lot of work, okay, by the way. It's what they call meta study. It's a lot of work, but they could not find one person who got COVID from one of these asymptomatic carriers, so-called asymptomatic carriers. So that's all a lie. It's a complete lie. Okay. Scientifically, they were expecting to find some, and they found exactly zero people that caught it from a quote asymptomatic carrier. So then they wonder why people are you have this large amount of people that will not take the vaccine. Well, you know, the medical profession has lied to us. I mean, not all of them. There's very fine doctors who have come forth and told the truth. Okay, to just say it like it is. They're putting their career at risk by saying
not enough of them, but they're there. Yeah, if you think about it, you can only name about 5 or 10 of them that are actually talking now. And if they were to be removed, there wouldn't be any. The media would just shut down. It wouldn't have any on, and that would be the end of it. YouTube would shut them down.
Yeah, what's so suspicious also is, you know, the president is actually the president who doesn't even know his wife from Kamala Harris, okay? The president says we have to stop social media and media spreading disinformation, and he's going to decide what is disinformation and what is not disinformation. Well, you know, he's reaching a point he doesn't even know who he is. So how can he decide what's information, what's disinformation? And normally that debate is something that's heavily debated, okay? And they need some evidence-based, like, proof that something is true or something is false. They're not doing that. Conversation is not happening. They're just saying that if you say not to get the shot, that that's disinformation, okay? But there's plenty of information. I mean, it's like you have to be just really naive to believe, to look at the evidence and look what's happening and believe what they say. How can you believe what they say? They lie so blatantly. They even change their lies often and frequently. Right. And yet still people, they still expect people to believe it. Okay.
Yeah. Crazy. We got to wrap it up.
I don't know where this is going, Jeff. I mean, it's like...
I'll tell you where it's going. Like, it's going to hell is where it's going.
Yes, it is. It's like the people who are trying to inform us are the delusional people. The maniacs are running the asylum now.
Everything is... It's all reverse projection now. Everything's reversed. There's a semantic war. It's been going on. I've been talking about that for years. It's all crazy, and this is not going to have a happy resolution, I don't think, except on an individual basis or small groups, and those groups will have certainly prepared to survive. That's what it's going to take. So please, don't forget that. Thank you, my friend. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah, okay, Mitch. You be well. All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on. And for all of you, by the way, out there who have ever had acid reflux, GERD, don't miss this. There's been a major breakthrough. You don't have to suffer anymore. Back with more.